about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Righto.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Shout to my heart.
All right. And you're too late. Don't just look at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Let's see what's happening in Regis's bedroom.
I like being full of it. It's fun.
That was fantastic.
It looks like
looks like baby vomit.
Look at the size of his unit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I love being featured in those little vignettes now.
Here is Buzz Bon Jovi. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Watch, I'm going to sneak a mix on you here. Watch it.
All right.
Sounds pretty good, Blake.
Perfect.
He's mentally retarded.
That's pretty.
I like rape.
Me too. Right now my ears are being raped.
Blake Lewis, Dallas would be proud.
Oh, Dallas. Dallas Lewis.
Dallas Lewis.
Peter North. And Guy J. Crippley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, yes, while the world was busy keeping an eye on the Chinese with their poison everything, the Russians were laying claim to the North freaking pole. Today, a Russian submarine was to plant a Russian flag beneath the North Pole to symbolize Russia's ownership of the Arctic.
Ain't that typical Russia? Mm-hmm.
There they are. See, yeah. I told you, they are the enemy. That's they have right. been the enemy. They always will be the enemy. Russia. There they are.
They are evil empire. They will destroy all American peoples.
But we'll start by planting a flag upside down in the ground.
So far, nothing to worry about.
Russian ships have cut through the ice and are now floating above the planet's magnetic pole. The melting...
Hello, darlings. Oh, this is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Where's
oh,
Ted?
For the birds, Boris.
Where's Teddy KGB?
We have Teddy KGB. We have that tape somewhere.
In my club,
I will splash the pot whenever the F I please. He bait me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
All night, he check, 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 check. Check.
That's right, Teddy. I keep checking you all night.
Yeah, no. He beat me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The movie is Rounders.
That's right.
Fantastic movie.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Top five all-time movies.
Really? You can watch it anytime, anywhere.
It's good.
The Russian people are jacked
Russians,
about
it. Right.
Yeah, they're jacked about this North Pole thing. The rest of the world is uncomfortable with it, especially since we're talking about control of shipping lanes and, more importantly, the 10 billion barrels of oil beneath the ocean floor there. By international treaty, the pole is the property of whichever country is connected to it underwater. The U.S. government cannot account for nearly 200,000 weapons that were issued to Iraqi security forces in the year 2004 and 2005. It's 110,000 AK-47s, 80,000 pistols, and hundreds of thousands of helmets and body armor.
Helmet.
The government report says the military, quote, cannot account for these weapons.
Helmet. The North Pole. You're just doing the Peter North news.
I am. So these things are not necessarily missing. We just don't know where they are. What could possibly go wrong?
I flopped the nut straight.
There it is. Rounders.
Motherfucker! You fool your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it. What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take him down, Daddy.
No more. No. Not tonight. This son of a bitch all night. Chick. He tripped me.
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet. He beat me. Straight up. Paid that man his money.
Fantastic.
So great.
And Matt Damon, legitimate movie star.
Excuse me, Mike, as Rich Little said, Matt Damone.
Matt Damone.
Who knows who Matt Damone sounds like?
Three Canadian hunters... Well, with the Russians and the other bad stuff, I think it's time for a story about a funny, fuzzy squirrel. In Helsinki, Finland, twice a day, a squirrel enters a candy store and steals a chocolate candy called a Kinder Surprise.
Okay. Ooh, the Kinder Surprise.
All right, let me get some happy candy music.
Oh, that'd be nice for this story.
Happy candy.
Gather the kids around the radio for this.
Time for some happy candy music.
There it is.
Kinder Surprise. Now, each of these candies aimed at children has a small choking hazard toy inside. The squirrel comes into the shop at least twice every day. There he is. He's rather large, I'll grant you. He steals a Kinder Surprise, removes the wrapper, eats the chocolate, and then takes the toy home with him. It's really all there is to the story, but isn't that enough?
There he is. That's a big squirrel.
Just thought we needed a story about a funny, fuzzy squirrel.
May I tell you something about, I think they're squirrels. I'm pretty sure they're squirrels at my house.
Squirrels or chipmunks?
Squirrels. Here's the deal.
Okay.
We got one of those big plastic green garbage things that you bring down to the curb once a week.
The rolling trash barrel.
Right. But it's a gigantic one. And we have noticed that most mornings we come out and there's trash that's strewn about. And it's got like paper towels that are half ripped up and baggies that food has been in.
Right.
That has been, looks like an animal's gone through it.
Sure.
And one morning when Jan's mom was staying with us, boy, those were good days.
Sunnier days, Don.
She was up real early, like old people are.
Yes, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Waiting for the newspaper to arrive so she could read the obituaries, like they all do. Uh-huh. Anyway, she looked outside, and she said that she actually saw squirrels working in unison where they went over, and a couple of them opened up the top of the garbage while the other ones climbed inside. Now, I did not believe this.
She a pothead?
I have nipples, Greg.
Listen, can you milk me?
Listen, I went through the same thing with my girlfriend, and she said there's one way to prove this.
Yeah.
Let's get a big-ass, gigantic rock and put it on top of the garbage.
Right.
And since that has happened, I believe her mom that the squirrels were working in unison.
Yeah.
That they actually were lifting.
They're very smart.
They were lifting the top up, climbing in.
I think it's usually raccoons that do that kind of stuff.
Squirrels are wily. They're clever. They figure things out. They adapt. That's what they do.
They're wily.
The symptoms are the same. Maybe Joe is coming to your house.
No. If that was the case, the garbage barrel would have been power washed.
That's right. Another harebrained
get rich quick scheme.com.
Joe Hardinger.
Joe.
With all the talk lately about the love people have for their dogs, this is timely, I think. A new survey shows that most of us would rather kiss our dog on the lips than kiss a stranger on the cheek.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
That's what made it funny to me.
I know.
That he just played it and came out of nowhere.
He's a guy.
Hello, Larry.
Now, even he would rather kiss his dog.
People would rather kiss their dogs on the lips than a stranger on the cheek, even with that
Sorry, darling! Underdog!
Larry Michael.
I thought he was the stranger.
Yeah, I do.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
They prefer their dog's lips, even with that whole drinking out of the toilet thing and other shocking dog habits.
Even after they eat a bully stick?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Yeah.
A big, long bully stick that scratches you in the calf?
Here's your breakdown.
That was inappropriate.
Thank you. Sure was.
What a great guy he is.
Sure is. The survey shows that 48% of women...
Oh, sorry.
I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
What a great guy he is.
I didn't have any trouble at all last night. I was doing a great game last night where I was holding the bully stick, and it's like a... it's really... I told you, it's 10 feet long. It's huge. And then I just do it over his head, and he can't get it
because
he's lazy that.
And you wonder why the dog doesn't like you.
You sound just like Carla. You sound exactly like Carla.
Thank you.
That's playing. I like it when he just gets right to it, and his mouth slowly opens, and he goes like this, and he goes, and then I pull it away at the last second.
You know, someday you're going to go to a place where he just holds bottles over your head.
Jameson's.
And then when you open your mouth, he's going to act like he's going to pour, and the bottle's going to be empty.
Yeah.
You're saying that that I'm going to get payback for all this behavior?
Sure. I believe so.
Yeah, all right. Well,
as always, Carla, let me just say, I understand.
As always.
What?
I said I understand.
Survey shows that 48% of women and 27% of men say they kiss their dogs on the mouth.
Oh, really?
Yes. I kiss Beluga on the mouth.
Yes, really.
Do you kiss your dogs on the mouth?
I allow them, yeah.
To lick
pretty
your
much,
face?
Yeah, I allow them to lick my face.
You allow them.
Well, that's what it gets down to.
I mean,
present to Beluga. No problem.
Okay, but here, I'm sorry.
You're very good, you.
I'm sorry, but here is where today's edition of Animal Stories takes an ugly turn.
All right, Uncle Tommy.
In Bradford County, Florida, police have found a bizarre sex tape featuring a frog, two chameleons, and a parakeet.
Here's the tape now.
The tape shows a Clay County woman and her husband having sex while and after they tortured and killed these animals.
Oh, why do you favor rape?
The woman has turned herself in, and although she faces four counts of animal cruelty charges, police are protecting her from her husband, who's still out there.
Ugly sex situations, cheap jokes, and dirty dialogue are not wanted.
Hold on, Tiki Barber's here for you.
Oh, come on, you got to give me more than grass, Tiki.
No, I'm not giving you any more than that.
And then they killed a chameleon and made love.
Sheep's like grass. In the Netherlands, a sheep has failed to testify against the man accused of molesting her, so the man is being set free. Because in the Netherlands...
There's the sheep now.
The law says, in the Netherlands, the law says bestiality is only a crime if the animal can prove the sex was not consensual.
Great news for John Norman.
In other words, bestiality is legal. They're now talking about maybe.
Johnny.
The Norman Petting Zoo.
Johnny.
Is now open.
Norman.
Talking about changing the law in Finland now. And even with zoophiles, people can still find ways to be kinky with each other. Tuesday in Indianapolis, police acted on a complaint about two people having sex in a car in an alley. The complaint was phoned in by the woman who runs the daycare center next to the alley.
Welcome to Paula time.
The one with the big windows that allow the kids a great view of the alley.
Oh, dear.
The daycare.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
That made no sense whatsoever.
What are you doing now?
I understood it.
Yeah, the dog kissed.
The dog kissed him. I don't know. We're just...
That's not Larry Michael.
We're spitballing here.
We're going through a lot of tapes right now.
The daycare lady says she could see, quote, a tall male going in an up-and-down motion over the top of a pair of legs.
Whoa! Look out! Look out!
The arresting officer says he watched that same thing for about 2 minutes before finally getting the couple's attention.
Is everybody happy?
In Singapore.
We're getting some CB interference. I'm sorry. What's your handle?
In Singapore, a man's been fined for making obscene, joyous sounds while he was at the dentist getting his teeth scraped.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay.
That is nasty.
I don't have a sound for that.
Oh, God. No one does, Don. The offended dentist. The dentist says the patient kept rubbing his chest the whole time.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall.
There you go. Found one.
Wendell Hall.
Next item.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall.
He was the man rubbing his chest.
Good luck.
How's he doing over in Singapore anyway?
Good.
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
In Britain, a 60-year-old man bought a Sony Ericsson K750i at the mobile phone shop in Otley, thinking the phone was brand new.
Right.
When he got it home and started poking around, he found a video of a man pleasuring himself.
I lost my phone, for God's sake. Someone found it, guys.
Yes, the store is refusing a refund or an exchange. It says that right on the sign in the window.
That's the man pleasuring himself.
That's impossible, Don. I don't go to the dentist.
Oh, hi, boy.
And in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 60-year-old Peter Dills was arrested for pleasuring himself in a neighbor's front yard. When police searched his house, they found street signs.
Look at this man.
They found street signs, and they found videos of Peter having sex with the street signs.
Oh, hold on.
Well, so far, we've got sheep.
Right.
Chameleons.
That's right.
Parakeets.
Right.
Street signs.
Uh-huh.
Alleys behind you, schools.
My favorite sign, do not enter.
Can you handle a compliment?
Yeah, yes, please.
This is a good news.
This is a good news.
I'm liking this.
This is our kind of stuff, isn't it?
I'm digging this.
This is every second of it today.
Yeah. Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper of Madison, Wisconsin, got on the bus to go to Walgreens to buy some toilet paper and some new shorts for his wife.
Man, who had city, baby.
Who hasn't been there. Mike's back had been bothering him, so what happened next, it was the last thing he needed, really.
What?
The bus driver says Mike urinated on the floor of the bus. He says he did not.
I did not.
And he says, Mike
O'Meara. I did not prove it.
It's Mike Cooper of Madison, Wisconsin. And by the way, there are
Mike O'Meara of Manassas, Virginia.
There are no witnesses and no video surveillance to back up the driver's claim of urination on the bus. Anyway, one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, the bus is doing 35 miles an hour with Michael clinging to the bus's side view mirror.
Wow.
This went on for a half mile.
One of my aliases is Cooper.
Coop. Quoting Cooper, I feared for my life the whole time.
I did.
The driver now faces criminal charges.
It's hard to hold on. My hands were wet.
Hey, it's a lady.
The lady.
Oh, by the way, those two disc jockeys in Sacramento fired for having the water drinking contest in which a woman died. They're
the
now
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, wrong DJs.
They're now suing the radio company for wrongful termination.
Buzz, I heard that this is akin to the Opie and Anthony sex for Sam thing.
Ah.
That it was a bit that was put on them mm-hmm. by the promotions department.
That's what they're saying.
It had been run past all the lawyers, mm-hmm. so all the DJs that were hung out to dry, if you pardon the pun, really were just, just following orders.
They will collect their money then, because that's the way that works.
Yeah, they say there are two other people in the station who knew about and approved the promotion. I don't know if this quote will fly, though, from the Sacramento Bee, quoting one of the DJs, if we had known what could have happened, we never would have done the contest.
Well, of course they're going to say that now. Yeah. They're going to say that now. That just helps their case out, Buzzy.
That's what I'd say.
Well, yeah, I do believe that, too. I mean, I believe if they knew. They're DJs. They're idiots. We're all idiots.
If only I could have seen.
If I'd only known, Jack.
For the Nintendo Wii.
That's why they deferred to the more intelligent management.
Yes, of course, exactly. Which are, nine times out of ten disc jockeys themselves.
That's right.
That just got falsely promoted.
If only I could have seen when Michael Hughes was sending an email to New York about what a jerk I am. He sent me a copy of it.
That's a bonehead move, Jay.
He pulled quite a boner.
Hey.
You may want to think twice before pushing.
How long till I'm dead again, Rob?
Oh, it's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, not long.
2 weeks from today, Jackson.
30th anniversary.
Man, oh, man, I was going to go to Portland, Maine, Jack. Two shows. Right. Didn't make it.
Did you know you're 72 now?
Hey, 72 years
I'm 70. Ago. We are 72.
Congratulations on that renovation of our castle. I mean, our home.
We are turning our home into a hotel.
It will be lovely.
By the way, you may want to think twice about pushing your boss too hard for a raise. In Atlanta, two employees who kept hounding their boss about a raise are dead. He killed them. The boss killed the employees. Quoting the police, this morning he just snapped.
I'm not going to kill you guys. Did you talk about that email? I'm going to kill you.
How do you say I'm going to kill you in Spanish?
Muerte. Muerte, muerte, muerte.
Police confirmed the employees at this car dealership were, in fact, underpaid. All three of the men, the boss and the two dead employees, were here from Lithuania.
And the problem is what?
I don't see a problem.
It's a great airline, and it's a great country.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lufthansa.
Lufthansa, yes.
I'd like to see Lithuanian Airlines. My best buddy Joey was Lithuanian. Yeah. Labas, Joey. That's a Lithuanian saying. I don't know. His grandmother used to say
it. I think it means F your mother.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I'm just making that up.
In that case, my sincere apologies.
Well, finally, thankfully, no one was seriously hurt in the head-on collision the other day in Texas involving a car and a pickup truck. Nobody badly hurt.
Good.
Happened just outside of San Antonio, not far from a water park, where a young couple had just spent the afternoon. Their wet clothing was found in the back seat. The only things they were wearing were their seat belts.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
The state trooper responding to the accident had never seen naked accident victims before, but he wasn't completely surprised. Quoting him, she's from Austin. Austin folks are a little different. The only thing they had on, he says, was the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, baby.
It's always sunny at 96.
That's woo! Right. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's your hurry? Can't you read a clock, friend?
I can.
Sure.
Sure.
Since we've got this time, may I use it?
Sure.
Put your feet up, take your shoes off. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we're on time. Yeah.
No, I know. That's funny the way you said that, though. Okay, okay. I think you ought to end every show with, okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.